Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio. Sing it if you know it! Will you accept this rose? Come on. So horny. You accept this rose into your world. May I touch you? So many lawsuits. Hi! Oh, hi, San Francisco! Hi!
Accept this rose into your world.
Hello! Welcome to... Yay! We did it! We're back live. Welcome to a very special live episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arda Marie, and coming to you live from San Francisco Sketchfest! From the bougie Gateway Theater! Hello! I'm so excited to see you all. We love San Francisco, and I have to bring out my partner in crime, my physician... Dr. Hannah Montana, Ariana, Rosanna, Dana, Tana, Mittens Marine, Alaric Marine, Hosnier, Dr. Banana, get out here! Hi!
Yeah, I only come out when she says all my names.
Hello, Dr. Banana, how are you?
Hello, I'm so good. It's exciting to be here. Oh, that was great.
Doesn't Dr. Banana look so cute?
Thank you, I have my warm vest.
Who made your warm vest? Gigi Hadid.
Oh, yeah, Gigi Hadid. Gigi Hadid sewed this together for me.
She has, you're obsessed with being draped in cashmere.
That's true. I only buy clothes from Palestinian Hadid? Queens. I have to support my Palestinian queens.
This is the shirt that Dr. Ben, this is our latest merch, Party Champ.
Please buy it. It took me 5 hours and like 18 YouTube videos to learn how to design this.
Yep. So. Anna and I think you did a really good job. It's very Miami Vice.
It is.
They let people know that you're a champion at being a party champ.
Yeah.
They know that you're a serious business person when you wear this.
Yes, because there's a hashtag on it.
There's a hashtag, and I cut mine, so it's crop and it rolls.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Anna and I always have fun in San Francisco. You grew up in the Bay Area, didn't you?
I did. This is my homeland. Homeland.
We spent the night the other day with Lori, the bachelor historian, Lori.
Yes.
Obsessed with her. We were so fun, and we went to Dyke. Where do we? Dyco?
Daiso.
And we went to go, I mean, I was excited to go on a shopping spree with like $20 and to get everything.
Yeah.
And the line was so long, understandably.
Yeah, the line went through the aisles. Like, it's like a zigzag. And we were like, we can't.
We simply can't. We simply cannot.
We had things to do.
We had to go touch items in all of the stores in Japantown.
Yes, we did.
And then we went, we met a nice older man at Starbucks who wanted to talk to us about
20 minutes ago.
Egg bites. He told us that our generation spends too much on DoorDash.
That's right. Because, you know, you want to buy like a $5 sandwich. The delivery fees, the extra fees, it's like a $40 delivery. It's our fault.
By the way, I was obsessed with him and he might be here. And if he is, shout out. And then we got to go stay at the hotel, and I saw George Wendt. It was there's been a lot of star sightings.
Yes, there has been. Yeah.
I saw George Wendt. I saw Fred Armisen. Who did you see?
I saw. Gosh, I did see some people, but now it's all a blank.
When you're the doctor, when you go through medical school like Dr. Banana does. When you spend the years.
Can you tell because I'm wearing comfortable shoes? I'm a doctor.
Well, speaking of doctors, would you guys like to meet the people that are going to be our guests tonight?
Yeah!
He is not a doctor, but he is the captain of our podcast.
Yeah!
A man who took to the Bachelor franchise like a fish to water. He was like, I will go stay at that hotel that they put on. Tayshia stayed there. I'm going to stay there. And that's the kind of commitment you get when you're Rookie of the Year with us, when you're the captain of the podcast, when you're a comedian and the host of Doug Loves Movies. Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Benson! Also with us tonight, there is a person who has a symmetrical face. You know her from Criminal Minds. You know her from another period. She is the Secretary of State of our podcast, Patrick Brewster! Also with us, you know her from 24, playing the part of Chloe. You know her from her new book, Famous. And she is a fucking delight and a friend of mine, Marilyn Ryska! We have two newcomers to our podcast. You know him from every single Christopher Guest movie ever. He is an actor, writer, and producer from Glee and Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And he's also on the new Peacock show, The Resort, Mike Hitchcock. See, Mike, also with us. He's coming. He's one of the top 10 comedians in Montreal. He's a fan of the podcast. We're so excited to have him on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Carrazza! Hi, everybody!
Hello!
Hi!
Hi, Arden!
Hi! How are you guys doing?
I just realized you could call this episode Mikes and Dykes.
And we're off.
And we're off. Hi, how are you? Welcome to the podcast, Mikes.
Thank you. Wow.
We're representing America and Canada.
We have to have a mic from every, you know, different parts of North America.
That's right.
Let me start with you, Mike. Mike, how long have you watched the Bachelor franchise?
I watched the very first season, and then I stopped, and then my longest run right now is I got back in at Ari's season.
Great classic season.
Ooh, yeah.
He's an elegant man.
He really knows what he wants.
I think he was our horniest bachelor.
You think so?
Do you? He seemed pretty horny.
I'm going to go with Peter, probably.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's right.
Four times!
Now, Michael Hitchcock doesn't know what that means because you're a beautiful baby boy, a bird.
I am a Bachelor Nation virgin.
Yes.
Until last Monday.
Yes.
And now I am hooked. I mean, I thought HGTV was fantastic. I'm switching over to ABC, and that's all I'm watching. Fuck you, Flipper Flop. I'm done.
Fuck you, Flipper Flop.
Marilyn's heartbroken.
No, not Flipper. I love Flipper. Christina in the country.
I know.
She has a new husband. He seems perfect
for her,
finally.
Nice.
Third time's a charm.
Third time's a charm. Now, yeah. Before we get going, you guys, there's some Bachelor Nation gossip. And my apologies. I've been swearing so much. I feel like you're a young person, and I keep saying the word horny, and I'm sorry. I don't mean to be inappropriate.
Horny, not sorry.
There we go.
How do you know she's not Benjamina Buttoning?
Look, I'm not trying to be creepy, but I keep saying horny. Look, I'm just... You're not my child, and you might honestly be like, I'm 48 years old, Arden. So I just say, I just want to be appropriate. I don't have children, but we will, spoiler, we might say horny again. Speaking of horny, some couples are not horny anymore. Yeah. There's rumors from Dumois. Okay, a married Bachelor franchise couple is going to announce their divorce. That's a rumor on Dumois. Who do you guys think it's going to be?
It was Deanna Pappas already.
No, there's going to be another one. I don't know who Deanna Pappas is because I didn't start until Caitlin season.
I love that they have to wait until another divorce blows over. The people are so fragile.
Yeah.
They need their press.
I can't take any more divorces from Batch Nation.
We have our two theories of who it's going to be. We think it's either going to be Rachel and
Brian.
Dr. Abs.
My nemesis.
There's only be one doctor in America, and that's you. And then who was your other theory of who it could be? Oh,
maybe
Trista.
Trista and Ryan, the early.
The very first?
I mean, look, we don't want it.
What do you think? Who do you guys think it's going to be? Jade and Tanner. You think Jade and... Are they on the rocks, Jade and Tanner? All right, we were thinking maybe Rachel and Dr. Abs.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Then the second rumor, which we'll get to, we're going to start this. It's not even a rumor. There's already been a scandal for this season. Did you guys watch the first episode? You guys on Monday? Now, I don't know if you listened to our podcast, but our Katie, who could not be with us, she had a bad feeling about Greer, who got the first impression rose. And turns out, and I was defending Greer. Turns out, Katie, I should never doubt Katie. Katie was right. There's already been a scandal. She defended blackface a few years ago.
No!
Already, right out of the gate.
But she doesn't anymore.
No.
She's changed her mind.
Can't we forgive and forget?
Absolutely.
She issued a long time
ago. It was 2 years ago.
How do we expect to run a society if we can't forgive people?
I agree.
Come on. This is Greer. Who seemed like a front runner.
She got the first impression.
Do you have like a picture of her or something?
She spilled the champagne on her face.
Let's talk about her.
Who is she?
Okay.
Could you make them smaller, please?
Greer is right next to Holland with the X. Anybody who's been kicked out? I told you to bring your glasses.
We sent out a text that says, bring your glasses.
I thought you meant reading glasses. I didn't know there would be distance stuff.
Greer got the...
She got the first impression, Rose. She was super cute.
She wore a stunning red dress.
He was all over her thigh.
It's in the middle next to Holland.
So how black was the face?
She's a medical sales rep.
What was the situation? Her friend had dressed as who?
Tupac.
Yeah, her friend was dressed as Tupac.
So she had to be Biggie, and they wanted to shoot guns at each other.
She didn't dress in the blackface, but she defended her friend who was white, presumably, and dressed as Tupac.
Do you know how she defended her friend?
No.
She was like, no, she's dressed as a shadow.
Oh.
Whoa.
Right?
Greer.
Yeah. And she said, so how could it be blackface if she didn't even know she was doing blackface?
Wild.
Which to me is like, what?
Mm-hmm.
It's still blackface.
So that's her first scandal. And it makes me think she won. Because I feel like every winner lately has had some kind of racial scandal. They have to get in front of it.
Oh, no.
They should just have a whole season take place in an antebellum party.
That should be the mansion.
Let's just start there.
Let's just start there and work our way back.
Okay, let's talk about this. How did you, Doug?
Wait, should we go back to...
Oh, yeah. How about the... This is the photo they put of him as the DJ Versace. This is the picture they put on screen when they're trying to make him cool. They said he was a DJ.
He's not even DJing.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what DJs do. I'm a DJ.
I mean, at least
I'm super groovy.
They just mingle and take pictures.
I'm in the beat.
I get it.
All right, Doug, what do you think of Zach so far? What did you think of the premiere episode?
All right, first of all,
talk to me. Captain, talk to me. Here
we go. His last name is Shallcross.
Yes.
What kind of fucked up just immediately religious sounding?
Yeah.
Like, you know, why is a cross and shall cross?
Yeah, shell cross. You're right.
It's just
it seems too... like half of the family was burned at the stake during the Salem witch trial. Goody shall cross. Burn.
Goody shall cross.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, that name feels like it's wearing blackface, to be honest with you. It's just offensive.
Yeah, shell cross
and then,
is tough.
Yeah, and then he's just has nothing to offer. He, when he's talking to the bachelorette, he either repeats what they said or says, okay. That's his idea of a conversation and really getting to know the woman.
Oh, is anybody here horny for Zach? Clap.
His name should be Zach Clap.
Nobody. Not one person.
America speaks.
Wow. Okay, so
but they probably listen to the first episode of your show and you poison them to all the wonders of this beautiful man.
No. Okay, so here's somebody, you know, we are the best listeners. We're the best podcast audience in podcasting. So,
hey, Arden, do you think children listen to the show? Because I bet they can. There's not like an age limit when you click on it.
I mean, it says that it's dirty. So yeah. that's on that person.
Exactly.
That's not on me.
Exactly.
Okay, so look, here's the deal. I mean, look, I was raised by a human. I turned out like this. I'm all right. Okay, so here's my theory. He's tall. It's echoing. He's tall. If you guys hear that?
When the mics get too close together, sometimes they do
a
thing.
Okay, so somebody emailed, we love our audience members, somebody found his LinkedIn profile, and they emailed it in. Apparently, whatever position he has, they found his full resume, and they think our one of you awesome listeners thinks he makes about 200 grand a year, that he actually has a real job, he lives in Austin. So if you want a tall person to house you in Austin. Apparently, he has like an actual job.
Yeah, which is actually now like
rarity,
a thing against
a rarity.
Him. It's against because now it's like God, you're just like boring. You have a job.
Would you make out with him, Padgett, if you were single?
I would not, and I'm gonna say something, and even if I was single, and I've made out with a lot of people. Some of you know, you guys were around. But, well,
we made out backstage.
Stop it! No kiss and tell. He to me looks like the parasitic twin that is teeth and hair that shows up later on the back of Jesse's neck. That was removed
that
and grafted onto a human
like
body.
Like a twin that got absorbed in the embryo.
Yeah, and then it just starts popping up when Jesse's in his like late 30s.
Yeah, like teeth and hair.
And then it's made into a human. There's something about him that feels disingenuous and very toothy. And I have a big nose.
Very
I'm not
toothy.
Perfect.
I look like Adam Scott. You know? I also look like Willem from Drag Race.
Oh,
yeah,
Willem from RuPaul's.
Yes, if I get my makeup done and somebody contours me too much, they're like, "What was Willem doing at this event?"
Oh wow,
Hitchcock.
I would make out with him right now. I would make out with anyone who has a car and a part-time job. Are you kidding me? I'm not at my proper weight. This is COVID weight. I'm like, ooh, he's ugly. He's amazing looking. And he wants honesty, and his family bought an RV. Sold.
So you're all in.
I'm all in. He loves frozen pizza. Come on. I love frozen pizza. I'll take a Totino's. Come on over.
All right, would you make out with him, Mike?
Me, Mike? Yeah. Okay, I would not. I'm not interested in him at
Why?
All. I think
you don't want a Totino's? You don't want to go in an RV? You don't want a best friend?
I need to be into somebody intellectually, and it feels like it's just empty up there, you know?
Wow. You're a thinker.
Let me tell you something.
Welcome to the podcast.
Do you think say Rick Moranis' name correctly?
Rick Moranis?
Nick Moranis.
It's Moranis.
He's
Moranis.
Canadian, so he
I
knows
said
it.
Right.
I know, he's messing with you.
Oh.
Who, me?
Hi.
Roll back the tape.
Back.
She said more anus.
Well, that's a difference with what's in my head and what comes out of my mouth.
Thank
okay?
you.
I'll say, the deafening silence when you asked if anyone was horny for him.
Yeah.
I would have been part of that.
Okay.
Entirely.
That was powerful.
It was so.
Right,
by the way, so funny. One of the funniest things I've seen at the festival, and it came from the audience. Thank you so much. Unbelievable.
Honestly,
so funny.
Thirsty person looking for attention.
Not even one.
Because someone said comedy, and that's why we have the best audience. Because sometimes at a comedy show, somebody will want to be an outlier just to get it to prove to their friends, and
exactly.
They'll just want to be like, but these people are pure. Yeah.
Principle.
There's people that go to comedy.
We have a baby that has the purest angel. A pure angel that was not sprung from horniness, but was sprung from a shell cross in the sky and a Tostitos pizza came down and made an angel.
Oh my God.
Came down in an RV, drove down
in an RV. Dr. Banana, would you make out with him?
I mean, not currently, but when I was like back in the day when I would drink a lot, yes, but then I would deny it.
Wow. Oh.
All my friends are like, we
Thank
saw you,
for your honesty.
And I'd be like, no, I didn't.
You're a bro denier.
Yeah.
Interesting. I probably would have made out with
That's
him.
So I don't drink anymore.
What did you drink when you drank?
A lot of gin and tonics.
Hot. I did a lot of Boone's Farm wine.
Oh.
Don't do it. It's not good. It's a lot of sugar content.
Don't do it.
Okay, so here we are. We're meeting him. He's Versace. He's a DJ. Doug, were you ever like a DJ?
Yeah, I was like one. I'd like select a song that I enjoy and listen to it in my room. And then maybe select a different song after that. No segues necessarily. I didn't have two turntables or a microphone.
No. You weren't bad.
Bottles and cans!
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
All right, so what's the question?
So here we are. We're starting the episode. They drag Sean Lowe out. The Bachelor, none of us watched.
Yeah.
And it's like... They're trying to make it seem like they're best friends. It's like they're teaching him how. And to me, it felt like they were trying to like shove the idea down the throat we know you didn't want him as a bachelor, but they keep doing this. They pick like Clayton. They pick. Why are they doing that, Doug? Why are they picking guys we don't want?
I think that they found a fucking guy who's so boring.
Yeah.
There's no way they're gonna find a skeleton.
Who is more boring, Clayton or this guy?
No, that's what I'm saying about this guy.
Zach.
I'm saying Clayton, they picked a hot one.
Yeah.
Because it ended up being an interesting season because he was such a fucknut.
I think this guy's horny, though. I'm sorry. I think this guy's horny. I think
Do you think he's there for the right reasons? Because that's my favorite thing they throw around on that show. It's like, no one's fucking there for the right reasons.
What?
If you ever want a real romance and really meet somebody, you do it like everybody else does in an alley. After several gin and tonics.
That's right. That's right, doctor. And then you deny it.
Doctor prescribed.
Okay, so who do you think is more boring? Clayton or Zach? Clayton or Zach?
Zach is way more boring.
But Clayton was really boring. Who do you guys
think
is more boring?
He was, but at least you got to look at that thick neck.
Zach is more boring. But we have, I think we don't
Zach's
know.
Never going to put on a Hillary Clinton coat.
Clayton was the last bachelor.
Yeah, I've heard about Clayton.
And he wore a coat that was just like Hillary's campaign
a
coat.
A long blue blazer.
A long blue blazer like Hillary. And he wore it. He was half man, half horse. He was a centaur. He was Claytor. And he would wear a campaign coat.
Didn't he make out with... Like, I know there's a lot of makeouts, but didn't he do excessive
makeouts? I think this guy is going to get... I think he's going to be horny, too. Sorry.
Okay. Zach has made out with the most statistically. There's like an account
already?
Online, Batch Stats or something. And Zach has made out with the most women on night one.
Okay.
Out of all the bachelors.
Well, that's the one right thing that he's doing. Because, you know, because you got to weed out. If someone, you can't even make out with them, they're got to be the first ones
that's
to
true.
Go.
All right, let's talk
and
about
And there's
that.
No spark if they don't both want to make out.
So then he's greeting all the gals. And we have some packages where we see people. Mm-hmm. And then there's that gal that was the first night that he was like, you'll remember me. I'm Bailey. I'm like the Daily Bailey. And he calls her Balin.
Yeah.
And then he immediately greets her. She's like, do you remember me? And he's like, how could I forget? Sorry about that. And then he tongue kisses her. Right. Mike Hitchcock, what did you think of that greeting?
I'm all for it. Yeah. I
put that N in there, Bailey. Yeah, yeah. Now let me put my tongue in there.
Because you know, like, probably episode 3, he's going to have a big old cold sore. And that's going to be really fun to watch.
Now, Mike, I was talking to him because he's never seen the show before. And Mike, aside from being an amazing actor, is also a producer on shows. So you were a producer. I was on 4 years of Mad TV. You were a producer on that.
Yeah,
so
right.
One of the things that he brought up, which I've never heard brought up, as he was watching, he couldn't believe that the sun was coming up. I'm like, oh, that's the norm. Yeah. But here was your question. I loved
your but you think, here's these 30 girls. They're in gowns and, you know, beautiful shoes, all that. At some point during the night, probably 3 o'clock in the morning, they had to have a lunch break.
A crew meal.
So all those girls are probably in puffer coats and sneakers having to eat some kind of pasta on benches in someone's backyard.
Yes, picture the crew meal.
Yeah.
Like having to break in those gowns.
Of course they had to do that.
And like an Ugg and a puffer.
Right.
Sitting, eating like corn on the cob. Eating like corn, like a little styrofoam corn on the cob and like, you know, some weird Tostito, like not a frozen pizza, not a fun thing.
You guys are kind of ruining the romance for me.
you didn't like that.
You're taking the romance out of it for me.
I think it makes it more romantic. I mean, because that's amazing that these girls are doing that for true love. And not only that, you know they're not allowed in those mansion bathrooms. They have to go in some porta potty in the backyard. It's all that. And at the beginning, you know, when Jesse was saying, like, we've hosed down the driveway, you know what that means? And I thought, yes, it's a murder house.
Yeah. Right? Because there's a lot of DNA they have to get rid of. They do it each year at a different murder house.
So they're just, they're just spraying down the blood before the girls arrive.
That would be an incredible place to set it at. Okay, so here we go. Now, they all arrive. Now, let's talk about the gal that won the first impression rose from America, Brianna.
Brianna.
Now, you felt like, so if you guys remember, at the end of the live, they brought out like 6 people, and then America voted, and then they chose Brianna, who was adorable.
In the like live, in the live show. Live reveal, the
end. She was adorable.
They bring out 5 chicks before.
And then this time she shows up, still carrying the same rose in a rose dress.
She's not carrying the same rose. The same rose died.
Okay,
she's
but,
it's illusion. Where's the
but
magic?
You felt like her vibe. You felt like her vibe changed.
She just seemed like she had gotten more Instagram followers and was high on her own supply.
Yeah.
Because she was dressed like a rose?
Yes.
I think that's smart.
There's 30 girls there.
I think
the producers really encouraged them all to like lean into some weird aspect of their story.
I did feel like there was the makeup brush to sell. She has like a motorized, it like twists on its own, and I think it's her company.
Wait, does it make your eyelashes longer? Because I'll buy that.
I know you will. I know you will. It's a cheek thing. I mean, you could put
a
it on your eyelash.
Cheek thing? No.
Okay.
My cheeks are fun. No, I just think she seemed not as...
as lovely and humble and sweet, and she seemed like she was in it for the right reasons before.
I know, she was so cute. Did you guys notice a change?
It was odd, right?
Instagram ruins everything. I think the fact that pre-Instagram, when people could just have to go back to being a dental hygienist.
Maybe
now,
those are her true colors all along.
Right.
She's let them out.
Okay, let's
talk. I'm all the roses all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
I think there's a difference between getting the people's rose versus getting Zach's rose.
Thank you.
I think the people's rose at this point is more valuable. Because that is basically being like, we'll follow you wherever you go.
Oh. Right.
Versus Zach's rose, you're like, yeah, fuck off.
Oh,
it's not as interesting.
Yeah.
So
I was so sure that was going to be like, this is our hey, take a hint. This is the kind of person we want to be the Bachelorette.
Right.
You know? I thought that was what they were planting with that
I mean,
rose thing.
Yeah.
That's true.
That is
true.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I wish they'd give away a rose for the woman who brought the best prop. You know?
Yes.
Because this year it'd be the pig.
Oh, the pig.
Henry the pig. Yeah. Wasn't it Henry the pig?
The pig was so cute.
And I heard through just some sources.
Yes.
They had to cut out. That pig ran through every room and shit on all the rugs. And they had a whole montage about it. And they cut it out.
Well, that seems like a great end credit scene.
Yeah.
What would your gimmick be getting out of it? Because what would you do? Getting out of the limo, how would you dress?
Well,
I would
wear Speedo and cowboy boots.
Fuck yeah.
And I would stand on my head because I can stand on my head for 8 minutes.
Wow.
I won a contest in Atlanta doing that.
Wow. Recently.
And then I'd have a catchphrase and it'd be, there's more where that came from. And I'd stand on my head a lot.
I mean, honestly,
who doesn't like to see that?
I mean, honestly, if they edited it in real time, 8 minutes, if we had to watch 8 minutes.
Well, they could cut to the pig.
Yeah, you know, doing the laps.
Because you're on this season when you do it.
Like, what would you wear? What would you wear getting out of the limo?
I think I would come out shirtless, and I would insist on ham-boning a song. You know, just slapping my belly to a tune.
Ham-bone, I like that.
Yeah, just, you know, slap. And then when she's about to say something, I'll be like, no, this is the best part. And then I... And then, obviously, I'm not there for the right reasons, I feel like. You know, I really need some, please buy my album. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm there for. I'm like, hey, there's more where that came from. Sorry.
No, that's good. And we can't say my favorite phrase, which was already taken this year, where you lick him and then say, I marked my territory.
That's what you would have done, but she took it.
Yeah, of course.
It.
I thought
she
that
took
was
it.
So funny because she had so much time to think of something and she went with...
Mark my territory.
Technically assault, right?
So can you think of anything grosser? Marilyn, what would you wear? I would wear, I've said this numerous times, I would panic. Everybody knows I would wear a mullet dress because I'd want to show off my legs but be formal. So that I would do like a bright, fun color, like a hot pink color. And then it'd be very short in the front and then a big flare in the back. And it would be, and I'd probably trip on it or catch it on like a bramble and it would be pink. And then they'd be like, you're fun. Do like a gag. And then I would do, you know, like Army,
cute
Navy,
gag.
Air Force, Marine, the few, the proud, the Marine. And then I would make like a sound like a hawk.
And then do 50 push-ups like you're in the...
And then I do 50 push-ups. I scream, peace, I'm out, I reject you, and then I leave.
Oh, that's strong.
I'd barrel roll back into the car.
Then they find you in the bushes later, like, I'm still here. Yeah. There you come back.
Yeah, exactly. I have like a helmet on.
I would be topless as well, obviously. Yeah. And
ham bone in your titties. Sorry, I'm sorry.
I might steal that and the I also want to be on roller skates and maybe going through a ring of fire.
Like roller girl, like a roller girl.
Anyone's not done that before.
That's not bad. Dr. Banana, would you come in your... would you be like the horny Dr. Kira?
Yeah.
I forgot about
it. Would you be in a banana outfit that had like a stethoscope?
That would be great. A full banana, and then I just pretend to be... I'm like, I'm Dr. Banana.
Yeah.
God. And then I would win.
Yeah.
I would win.
Paget, what would you wear? You would be so beautiful that you could just go and be like, fuck you, I'm Paget Brewster.
I love you for this.
Yeah, you'd be like, what, you're lucky I'm here. Oh. That's what you should your catchphrase.
I think I would dress like a plushie.
Ooh.
It sounds comfortable.
Yeah.
You're not in a competition anymore. You're just a big fuzzy fetish bear.
Yes.
And you can eat all you want and just drink champagne. I mean, I wouldn't last long. I'm too old for any of these guys. No, it
doesn't matter.
Apart.
Ageless.
Yeah. So, no, I think I would go with the costume, a big fuzzy costume.
Doug, what would you wear to catch a woman's eye?
Definitely a tuxedo. I'd get out of the limo in a tux, and I'd also be wearing a jetpack. And after chatting with her briefly, I'd either fly away alone or with her.
Hell yeah.
Snatch her up and take her in the sky.
Tongue kissing in the sky.
Yeah. And, you know, just to be like a man who won a competition, I'd scream, "Let's go!"
And the sound guys are cursing the skies. No, we need that mic pack.
All right, so what did you guys think about... to me, the real star of the night was Christina Mandrell. Aside, we're going to get to the second
star. She is really feeling her Mandrellism. Like, she feels like a person who thinks she's famous.
Yeah.
Well, she's the only person.
Made me think she was famous.
Who's ever gotten a last name.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But how often is there a mandrel on the show?
I know.
So she showed up and...
Oh, her, yeah.
She's fun. She got the party bus. She got the party
bus.
She did the game with him, like, to see if we're compatible. And so they did the, like, mountains or a state. And he's like, 1, 2, 3. And she's like, mountains. He's like, see. They got everything wrong.
Right.
She's like, I guess we're compatible. And then she's her child doing... Pilates and, like, you know, FabFitFun wear. Just like, you know, I would have a kid just to make them become an influencer with me doing Pilates.
It's going to be like episode 7, and it's ding dong, and it'll be, oh, who's here? Barbara Mandrell's here. Oh, she brought a guitar. We're going to sing together. And then there's going to be an album.
Oh, that's happening.
Yeah, there's. She's got a whole plan.
Do you think she's
out.
A real Mandrell?
Her mom.
No, yes, her aunt is Barbara Mandrell.
Uh-huh. Her mom.
Oh, that's a fact.
One of her sisters.
You think she was making it up?
Yeah. No, her mom.
I didn't understand why her last name was involved at all.
She had it in the opening.
Because she's a Mandrell. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really her
aunt. I was hoping it was her mom because I was going to say when they have their romantic date, it's going to be their mom, their aunt, their mom playing on stage.
Oh, they're showing up.
When love,
it is
like,
because they dusted off Patrick Warburton. Imagine a Warburton Mandrell combo power.
That's going to happen. Hometowns though. I think that they're definitely trying to be like keep her to hometowns at least. Right. Like we need to cash
gotta
in
go,
on this.
And you're going to go to the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, Nashville.
You're going to go to the Grand Ole Opry, and they're going to go to like Dollywood. I wish.
Oh, my God.
I want to go to Dollywood.
This is all feeling like they're just trying to make her the winner. If they really did all of that, I don't think they would do any of that stuff.
Or the next Bachelorette.
She's going to be the next Bachelorette.
I don't think she's likable enough.
Agree.
I think we all don't like her.
I thought she showed like the most personality out of everybody.
She just had the biggest.
On a date. You do like cartoon. You do like crayon drawings on a date.
You
do like that.
I just thought that was really silly. Being like, here's a questionnaire. It's dumb. We don't match up, but we're getting to know each other.
I liked her. I actually liked her.
She could have been making out with him instead of that dumb.
Well,
game.
She did at the end. Though.
She did make
she
out.
Did,
with him.
But
she
that,
did,
but that could have been all making out instead of dumb game then making out.
Do you guys like Christina Mandrell? Okay.
Divisive.
Okay, all right. Tell me if you think she's a villain. Clap. Tell me if you think she's like a winner / bachelorette. Clap. It's divided, 50-50.
Interesting.
I will say, at the end of the episode where they flash ahead to the next episodes and they give us a preview of the seasons, it does seem like Christina might be a villain. And
oh yeah! No, that she looks like she's gonna be.
She's on the stairs with her underwear crying.
And she's the one being like,
"You think that's
so
her?
Mean to me.
In the see-through dress with a thong.
That was me. That's
the
me in this skirt.
Oh, she's the one. She's the one like crying, being like, "They're so mean to me." So like the girls are on her. That's what I.
That's good TV.
That's what I'm excited for.
Speaking of good TV, oh my God! All hail Madison.
Thank you.
Oh, Madison.
I mean, right, Madison. Okay, Doug. She interrupted like 3 times, and she got okay.
She was still there. Her.
Okay. Oh.
Listen, Arden, can I borrow you for a minute?
Yes. Okay, Marilyn, you go first.
I want to see more. They immediately played creepy music underneath her. You knew it was going wrong. She seemed like she was not like in a different place altogether, like in a different room, a different house, not aware of anything. And I loved every second of it.
Yes, absolutely.
I want more. Absolutely. I want more.
Okay, Mike, more. This is your first kind of, you have never seen it.
I think the real scandal is that she doesn't have her own show yet.
Thank you.
Like, just Hot Mess Madison. I'd watch it in a heartbeat.
That should be Shonda Rhimes' next scandal. It should be a sequel to Scandal.
And she can dance the gritty at the beginning.
The gritty.
It's all there. It's all set up.
Now, Mike, you've watched a lot of seasons. So yes. Were you sad to see her go, or do you think the exit was so great?
Here's the thing. I'm split on that because the exit was so funny because she gets rejected and has to walk the entire driveway. And the camera stays on her, and then she begins sobbing when she's out of earshot, but we're there. And I just was like, I don't like that I'm enjoying this so much, but I had such a hard cackle at that. It was just like... These reality TV producers are just evil. There's just, like it is just what it is. But at the same time, I would do another dual Bachelorette season. Hear me out. I hated the last one, but I would do another one if it was Madison, Queen Victoria.
Wow! From Nate's season.
And you know I stuck the landing because I crossed my leg up here because I feel like
incredible. I wish you lived in LA and you could come to the Bougie Garage.
I'll tell you what, one day.
Yeah, you'll be in my garage one day.
You'll be under
my floorboards one day. How did you feel about Madison?
That sounded ominous.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
First of all, she didn't. She felt like she was in the wrong place from the very beginning. It was, that's not right. I don't think she belongs here.
And saying she was 26 didn't feel right.
That wasn't true. I know that wasn't true.
Kat eating the meatballs with her French tips, both saying they're 26.
No, not true. I don't think so. But then when she...
As a 26-year-old, I felt very upset. That's not my... I don't relate to her.
Did you notice that when she knew she was in trouble with him and she came out and he was talking to Jesse and she said... Wait, she said... I'm going to disrupt you.
Yes. Ooh.
She didn't say interrupt.
Yeah.
Or disband. I can't... Like, it makes sense. It's interrupt or... excuse me for disturbing.
Yeah.
So she combined
and so
interrupt and disturb with, I'm going to disrupt you.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that the proper application of that word? And then I thought, no, I didn't hear
but
it.
She
and I'm
did
looking
it.
It
was. Absolutely.
And then she said it again. I'm sorry I disrupted you. And I was like, this means like to cause, you know, to cause political downfall.
Yeah.
Like, it's a, you know, it's a
She's
very
a disruptor.
Sincere word.
Sorry about that coup earlier. Yeah.
But that made me like her so much.
I'm going to disrupt you.
And I was really sad.
Do you think she's going to be a Paradise Doug?
Oh, there's no way she's not going to be in Paradise.
There we go.
And finally, bring somebody back that's going to talk to a crab or something.
Yes.
Like, let's get real crazy out on the beach.
Viviana
vibes.
And she's the one that interrupted Christina's kiss. It was like she's the one who went into the party
that's
for us
right.
and brought all the girls with her.
Disruptor. Yeah.
She's the disruptor. She's the disruptor. Doug, Mike does not watch Paradise.
Are you pointing at me?
Yeah.
Okay. Because Mike's never seen any of it.
Mike has
first
never
one.
Watched
no.
that Mike.
I've watched one season of Paradise. I got to say, it's less for me.
What?
For me. Look, it's just, look, I don't want to... shame me all you want. I don't feel bad about
it. Shame hole.
You know what? This last season, I was going to watch, and I intended to. However, I was so burnt out by Gabby and Rachel's season and screaming why at the TV the entire time. That I just needed a break. That's the reason I didn't watch this last season. Because I had only watched the season before last season as my first Paradise.
The first Paradise you should ever watch is... You should watch the one... Season 2 and 3 are the two that are the seminal. It's like a lot of great marriages. It's really great.
So I've heard from the podcast. I'm a listener.
It's like you're into baseball and don't watch the All-Star game.
Literally, we only watch... These are only the farm teams to get to the finals. Right?
The beach is where it's at.
I'm hoping that I won't be burnt out by this season or the next to get into Bachelor in Paradise this time because, that's what I hear every time. People hate that I don't watch Paradise. And I'll tell you what,
I like my free time for like the 2 months that that happens. And but at the same time, people keep talking about it and it seems so fun.
Mike.
It seems so... I'll watch it.
Get into it.
I'll watch it.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Who's been your favorite bachelor? Who's been your favorite bachelorette? Favorite contestant?
Oh, my God. Okay, this is tough.
Hardballs.
All right. I think my favorite bachelorette was Claire Tayshia Combo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
I thought the madness that was Claire at the beginning, and then, you know.
Claire was incredible.
It was so good.
Here's what you need to know. She was the oldest bachelorette they ever had. She was 38, and they treated her like she was 110.
Unbelievable.
And it was the first COVID season. Right. And they dusted her off from Juan Pablo season, where she told him off. So she was, in theory, like a feminist icon for this horrible franchise. And so they brought her back like she's like, I want to be a woman, right? And they brought them all to this beautiful hotel.
Right.
La Quinta.
La Quinta, where Doug immediately
in La Quinta, California.
In La Quinta, where Kyle Richards has a house from Housewives. And so she's 38 years old, and she's like the only one in a long time that's not trying to become an influencer. She wants babies. And she was a husband, okay?
Yeah, sure.
So basically, night one, one guy gets out of the limo. She's like, that's it. That's my husband. That's my husband. I just met my husband.
No exaggeration. And
no literacy. I met my husband. First of all, he's the best looking contestant they've ever had. It's like, no shit, okay? We all just met our husband. Yeah. So then, she's like, and it's when Chris Harrison, before he canceled himself. I mean, it was 2018. I mean, it's 2018. So you don't know what I'm talking about, but they do. And they do. They know. It's a mansplaining. It's a whole situation. Not quite blackface, but a plantation. And and then, like, three episodes in, she's like, I'm going to get engaged today. And they're like, well, we have, like, 50. We've sold ad space for, like, 15 more episodes. So then they had to, like, she's like, I'm leaving. I basically proposed to this guy that looked terrified.
Oh, no.
Who was, like, in the wind and got captured.
And he was a model for costumes.
For Party That's City. Right. He was a taco model for Party
City. He's on Amazon. He's on Amazon dressed as a taco, dressed as a hot dog.
I think he's a baby Bjorn.
Yeah, baby
I think
Bjorn.
Of him every time I eat at Taco Dale.
I mean, the reality is that RIP JJ Marine, we love Party City so much. When I found out it was an option to be a Party City model, like a taco model, that's like better than going to Harvard. You know what I mean? What an honor to model for Party City, to wear a taco outfit.
Less people get into modeling for Party City than they do get into Harvard, by the way. So, pretty important stat.
So then they had to bring in this other bachelorette who's like the hottest woman on earth.
She really is.
She's like made of butter and...
Tayshia. She literally got out of... They did... Basically, they're like, well, sorry the 38-year-old captured that man and is gone, but look what's climbing out of the pool.
Look who we had standing by just in case old didn't work out.
And she's just there.
She got out in a red bikini, and the guys were like, Claire, who?
Yeah, then they went to commercial and came back, and then there was more.
I'm sorry. And
there was one guy who left because he was in love with Claire.
Exactly.
Idiot.
Wild. Just one guy.
So many highlights to that season. The Youssef thing, the don't talk to my fiance that way before she even proposed to Dale.
Getting to see Blake fall in love twice.
Exactly. The insanity that is Blake. Oh my God.
Three times.
With Katie.
All right, speaking Eventually. Of which, we're going to play a little game right now. How about
what?
That? You guys ready?
Yeah.
Dr. Banana and I have been doing this since 1948.
Yeah.
And we get in so deep. And I'm going to assume you guys are all maniacs as well. And so you think you'll never forget this. So we started with Doug's season because we figured Doug and Marilyn started about the same time. Your first one was Claire and Tayshia's season. So we have 10 contestants that we've pulled that made it sort of far. And we want you, and you guys can, Don't. If they can't get it, you can ask for a lifeline from the audience. We want to know, who is this person? What is their name and what season are they from? So just
what are the choices?
Yeah. So you'll
Tayshia just, Claire.
You could, so here's who here's who's been since you. Okay, just a reminder. Yeah. We had Claire and Tayshia, yeah. And then we went into Matt James.
Okay.
And then we had Michelle and Katie.
Right.
Yeah.
And we had Clayton.
Clayton.
And we've had
Gabby Rachel.
And is there anybody else we've had?
And now Zach.
And Zach. Yeah. So those are the seasons we're picking from. So if you think you know it, say your name and we'll call on you. Who do you think this is? What do you think their name is and what season are they from? Okay?
All right.
Here we go. Here we
All
go.
Right, the first one up.
Who is this contestant? Who is that?
Doctor.
Emotional intelligence.
He's a doctor.
Yes! And what is his name?
Dick.
And what season was he from?
He was from Tayshia Claire.
Yes, this is Bennett. He went to Harvard. Remember him?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, we hate him. And he had didn't he have the mustache socks? And he gave the emotional intelligence
book. Yes, he had a book on emotional intelligence. And he went to Harvard.
He went to Harvard.
He was quick to tell you.
Did he go to Paradise ever?
Did he go to Paradise?
No, he didn't show up to Paradise.
That's how sleazy he is. He couldn't even get to Paradise.
You know what? He went to Harvard, but he was never a Party City model. Let's remember that.
He went to Harvard, but he couldn't get into Paradise. Okay, here we go. Who is this person? And what is his job? Who is this person? And what was his job?
His name
is my God.
Bill. He's in the band Incubus.
What was his job?
Oh, my God. Did he...
He's now
what was his job?
Rehabbing
his job.
Houses.
Oh, okay, God. This is Anna. You can pull it up. This is incredible. Here's Jeff. He's a surgical skin salesman.
Didn't he also pull up in the RV he lived
yes,
in?
Yes, he had an RV that he lived
he
in.
He had
yeah.
an RV, and he sold skin.
The weirdest thing about the skin that he sold is it was in his pockets. He had samples.
He had an RV filled
with
skin.
Try this one on.
He had an RV. Jesus. Okay.
Listen, let me slide you some skin.
Okay. Who is this person?
And that's what's his name, the cat guy.
Is that the guy with the dog?
Gross.
His sick dog.
Yep, Rambo.
Sick dog.
He can barely be away, that he's away from All for right. weeks at a time.
Do you guys know his name?
Hayden,
and he had
and Rambo.
Look at this picture. This guy, he had like a dog that had cancer, and he took the duck with him. It was his cancer duck, and he brought it to the season, and he kept using his dog.
Here he is trying to get the dog into St. Jude's.
Didn't he say he spent six figures on helping the dog live like two more months?
But then the dog is the dog still alive?
I don't know. Is it?
He keeps using the dog, and then he would shame the women and basically call them like he would like call them like sluts and stuff.
Yeah, and
like
then awful. He even shows After up making... in Paradise, and his dog is still dying.
He also had the photo album, he'd make the women look at 30 yeah. pages of pictures of his dog.
His dog named Rambo. Okay, who is this?
Here he is licking my ball.
Oh, Smoke Show.
Smoke Show. And what season?
Tayshia's season.
And his name is what? Jason. So there was a contestant.
Unbelievable.
By the way, she was a smoke show. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
She was a smoke show.
She was 100%. But
and
they
were
like
mad that she called them, that he called them a smoke show. And I want to say, when I die, I'm on that grave. Here lies the ultimate smoke show, Arta Marie.
Done. Yeah.
How could you be offended by being called a smoke show?
I still text you, hey, smoke show.
Oh my God, thank you.
Because it's great.
Smoke show is great.
She is a smoke show.
I think they're confusing it with like Hot Mess and Dumpster Fire. Because those were. Those were big descriptions of women on The Bachelor for a while.
Smoke show means
and said about Claire earlier in the season.
Fire.
Just too hot.
You're too hot.
Yeah. Smoke show.
Yeah.
Too hot. All right. Who
it's
is
like a good fireworks show.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Wait, what?
This is for Hitchcock.
Okay. Her name is Ambrosia. She is from Alaska. She brought the moose carcass that he had to get into. And then she shaved his chest hair.
That's right.
No, isn't she the one that had the beads from Louisiana? Is that her?
No.
She licked him. She licked his neck.
She's a licker.
That's
the neck. She's a licker. Okay.
Just recently we met her.
We wanted to give him one.
But that's not the beads? That's not Louisiana beads? No, that's someone else?
No.
No. She just was licked. She's all about the licking.
All right.
And who's she our... didn't make it.
Okay, here's his next one. Who is that? And what season? Who is it? Who is that?
I forget his name, but he was the best to cut to because he never looked like he knew what was happening. He always looked mad and dumb.
Okay, I'm going to give you a hint.
This is a nice picture of him, actually.
This is
Ed, right?
This is Ed.
Ed.
Do you remember that they sent him on a wild goose chase away, like at La Quinta, and he had to go hang out with Chris Harrison all night? They hung out with Chris Harrison all night?
This was the hardest I laughed at the show. This is the hardest I've ever laughed
at the
show.
They pulled Chris out of bed to distract him while another guy went to go see Tayshia.
And they legitimately seemed like they did pull Chris out of bed.
Yeah, it did.
It felt like they actually pulled him out of bed.
Yeah.
What's scary is how deep in we get and how quickly my brain just can't store it anymore. You know what I mean? I'm like, who is this? And like, this is a large part of my life and I have no memory of it. Okay, here we go. Who's next? We just liked his hair. We just liked his hair.
Yeah, here we go. We don't actually even know anything.
That is Chris Angel on his time off, so he's growing in the beard.
Wait, was he a life coach?
I think.
Oh, what was his job? Was he life coach?
I don't even know.
Oh, his name is Brandon. Brandon.
I have no idea anything about him.
He went home on day one, probably.
Yeah, but look at his hair. Yeah. Doug, if you flat ironed your hair...
Have I?
No, it...
Have you?
If you flat ironed your hair, if you got like a Brazilian blowout, you could cut it like that, and that would be so great.
I'm not going to cut it at all.
I love your hair.
It's just it's just it.
It's glorious.
The pandemic made me realize you don't have to go pay to get a haircut.
No, you have beautiful hair.
It falls out when it gets too long.
Don't you love Doug's hair? Okay.
Oh, thank you. I don't think they heard the question.
Okay, great. All right, who is it?
Oh, Pizzapreneur! Peter P. Pizzapreneur!
All right.
Oh, my God.
Now you hate him so much.
I really hate this guy. That's Peter from Michelle's season, and...
What was the line that you were telling me last night that you said that he said?
Well, he's a pizzapreneur who owns his own restaurant, and he has merch that says, Slice Appetit. Now... He says it on the show to the guys. It's like, I feed people with what I do, Slice Appetit. You know what I mean? And it's just, it makes no sense. The phrase is Bon Appetit. It's French for enjoy your meal. And in what world does Slice, I'm sorry. This is really, I get so fired up.
Take it.
I hate this man so much. Okay,
stage.
Here we go. Okay, here
take
it is.
Yeah.
I'm ready to make
take
a meal
it.
Of this.
Do a type
okay,
five.
Here we go. This
do
is it. I'm not
five.
Even kidding. I'm gonna. I'm
take
really
a
gonna go.
Five.
Peter, here's the thing. Slice up your life. Easier, right? Hey, workshop that in 2 seconds. That's even better than Slice Appetit, a thing that will never make sense to anybody. He put that on a shirt, sells them for $40 on his website. Okay, did I try to buy one and get it delivered? Yeah, but shipping to Canada is really bad. So I didn't bother with it, but I wanted to. I really did, because I need something to burn when it gets too cold. I cannot stand this man. He is the exact representation of the stereotypical Italian that makes me ashamed to be Italian. What, the mustache didn't give it away? Look, genuinely, I read this guy's bio, and when it came out, his bio, when the season was happening, his bio is like, I like a woman who could get my sense of humor and doesn't discuss politics at the table. And nothing says, I voted for him, and I'll vote for him again, like something like that. his fun facts? Oh, he calls himself a vino head. He owns a pizza restaurant. That one I don't know, because the real second fun fact is the real star, which is Peter hates libraries. What?
That's his second fact?
That was his second fact. It said... Peter hates libraries,
yeah.
And a woman at the table who's going to be like, maybe you should consider somebody who's going to care about, I don't know, black people in America because you're on the show with a black bachelorette. You want to try that for a second? Oh, my God. And another thing?
Yes, he got it.
He got mad at a woman. Michelle's from Minnesota. He got mad at a woman from Minnesota from never having a cannoli. Get over yourself. My God, Italians are stupid. And thank you. That's me. I'm done.
Wow. Wow, that was excellent. Look at Dr. Banana. Her eyes are watering. Yeah,
I'm shaking. I'm really upset.
I wanted to give you time.
What's that?
I knew I needed to give you a... Yeah, I knew. Really, I could see you had something you wanted to get off your chest.
Can I just say, Hima, do you remember when he came out of limo, he had the dough that he threw up to nowhere? He's just like, I'm Peter. Like, it was like, why would you do that?
He yelled from down the driveway after tossing dough in the air and being like, he didn't even catch it once to show that he could. He just like, whoa, ah! Ciao, Bella! Yeah! It's just, Jesus, man. The second he showed up, I was like, he's from Florida, isn't he? And of course, he's the exact, he's a Florida Italian. You can spot him from a mile away. St. Petersburg, actually. Anyway, he annoys me, but his restaurant's doing fine, so good for him. Hope he doesn't vote for anybody that ruins the country again. Okay, there we go. Ah.
Slice appetit, Doug.
Slice appetit.
Slice appetit. Yeah.
I will get that shirt one day.
Do you have any contestants that you've really not liked, Doug?
Oh, gosh. Do you want me to stand?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. That's the thing. It's like, once Pizzapreneur came up, I felt Mike's white hot anger.
What is your take?
I felt pizza oven level anger.
In what
way? I felt it. But I had also walked away from him.
Right.
Because every new season brings new dipshits.
Who do you
and
think this
a-holes.
Who's this season's?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah. It's a little too early.
Yeah.
Because nobody had a chance to really,
Nobody's been an
asshole. I mean, they should have kept Madison.
Yeah.
100%.
Also, though, what is this thing? What is this thing with the first night or any night where there's going to be a cocktail party and bachelorettes or bachelors, all seasons, they sit around going, I wish I could get some time. I wish I could get some time. And the ones that just go over and insist in getting time, get the fucking time.
Yeah, dog, yeah.
Like, they all just, like, what, are you there? You think you're at a fucking Sadie Hawkins dance or some shit?
Stand
you think
up.
You're at a cotillion? You got to wait for the bachelor to come over and say something to you? Go, ladies.
There we go. Become
get
a that, champion. Become
get
a
that champion. Idiot's attention.
Now.
Well, it worked well for Madison.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying is she kept going back because everyone was letting it happen. All the girls were sitting there going, we don't get any time. Why does Madison keep getting time? Because she was the only one just doing it.
She's the only one that took a hostage is what happened.
Yes.
I don't think I would have the confidence to do it, though. I feel that I would fold in that environment. I would look at all of these smoke shows around me, and I would be like, what? Just the weird one. And I would panic, and I don't know that I would have the confidence to go grab them.
But then the bachelor would be, who's that one over there that seems drunk and won't stop dancing?
That's me.
You would be
yes.
Yeah, there's no way you would
you
not
would
get time.
Get their attention.
Thank you. And by the way, I'm never, somebody said to
you
me
you don't
earlier,
drink. I said seems.
I know. I was at earlier, somebody was like, I saw you earlier. You were drunk. I was like, no, I don't really drink. And they're like, well, you were dancing. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's how she dances.
That's why I dance. It's one or the other.
Now, I'm just going to be serious because I'm new.
Yeah.
But didn't you think it was sad that at least five or six of them never got to interview? And they complained about it, which I thought, good for you, ABC, for putting that in. But can you imagine?
But to Doug's point, it's up to them to go grab him.
They have it, to pull think? Him away.
You have to go pull
him. Yeah, but when it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
I know.
But then, the cocktail party's over.
But as our audience can contest, there's a phrase, can I steal you for a sec?
Yes.
And people don't like it, and they're like, but like, I feel like, do you agree that some of the contestants have gotten nicer? Or maybe they're more polite to each other. They used to just cut. Or let's see, we have a few more people of who, okay.
Oh, that's the cat guy.
That's the cat guy. What was his name? Connor.
So, oh, God.
So
Connor
this
kitty
was
cat.
A contestant that got the first impression rose, but she was only horny for him when he was dressed like a cat.
Ah.
And what?
Also, the first night, though, it went on and on and on, and he was in the costume, like,
the
all
time.
Night, sitting with a bunch of guys all dressed nice.
Yeah.
But didn't they make out, and she
cat.
Got whispered, like, the whisker?
She liked him as the
on
cat.
On her face. Yes.
And then once he was out of the cat, I feel like
she
he
was
cried. He, like, cried a lot, and then he had, like, a jingle, like, what's his name?
Yeah, he was a musician.
He was, like, he was, like, Jed. The
Jed.
Cat. So there was a guy that won, who turned out to be, whose whole family even said to the bachelor, don't pick him.
Yeah.
Not only did he have a girlfriend, he was a stripper, and she didn't know any of this. He had a girlfriend, he was a stripper, but beyond that, he wrote
dog food jingles.
He didn't make enough money doing stripping?
No. Oh.
He should have.
He should have.
Yeah, he should have.
Or it's Jingles.
I think he was one of the guys they put in the back, you know?
I'll say
she didn't know any of that. There's nothing wrong with being a stripper.
No, there's nothing wrong with
it. That was honestly that was my childhood dream job.
Do you think that senators, all those senators that say those school children are dressing as cats and going in litter boxes, they're mixing it up with Connor B? That may be what it was.
Yeah.
You're
onto
something here.
All right, here's another one. Who is that? What season is he from?
That's a weird picture of him, right?
Oh, my God. Is he the guy under the dome?
Yes, he's the guy under the dome, and his name is?
Rick!
Oh, my God. Curious where he was.
Rick.
Rick, he was hilarious, because remember they rolled him up to have his one-on-one with Michelle?
Tell Michael.
I'm going to give an audience member. Who wasn't come tell you, my friend? Come on, my friend. Angela, last night, this is a listener. She came like, come on up, Angela. A round of applause. Angela made the most amazing poster of me and Doug for an LA story. Angela, come on. Oh, look at that. She's spry. Hi, Angela.
Hi.
Can I give you a hug?
Yeah.
Angela, where are you from?
Santa Rosa. North of here.
Talking to the podcast, Mike. Hello. For the people at home.
Santa Rosa.
That's so cool. First of all, you're adorable. Michael has never seen this program, and he doesn't know anything about Rick. Well, what should he know about Rick? How was he introduced? What is this picture we're looking at?
They wheeled him out in this table with, and so we call him Lettuce Head, very lovingly. And this is all she saw of him the entire night.
He's sitting there the whole, under a dome. He was under like a room service, a cloche.
What a fun surprise.
Was he a hamburger? What was it? It was her favorite food. It was like, she loves.
No, nothing.
Nice
to her whatsoever.
And he never left. Unlike, what's it? Who was the guy?
The guy in the box.
In the box.
James.
Also with lots of slicked back
hair. A lot of slicked back hair. Rick made it all. I feel like Rick cried
Rick
a lot
made it
and made it pretty far.
He did hometowns.
He lived in the back
of a
restaurant.
Did you like him better in the table? Like, would you like him better if he stayed in there?
For sure. Sometimes people have a gimmick because that's all they have.
Damn, get his ass, Angela.
So he has a body?
No.
Or it's just a head on a plate.
Angela, let me ask you this. Who do you
like
think is going to win this year? Who do you think is going to win?
Bailey.
Oh.
I think is
going to win. Probably. You guys agree?
Yeah.
And who do you think
or
is going to...
Or there's a girl that looks like a Victoria's Secret model, and I can't think of her name.
They all look like
they all do.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Who do you think the next Bachelorette is?
Mandrell, probably.
Yeah. Do you guys agree?
Wow.
Okay.
It's too, like you said on the show, it's a single mom, so it's...
Right, single mom, Mandrell.
It's not a person of color, because we're not that edgy, but like, it's a single mom. So
it's okay. A single mom, that's right. Well, Angela, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you!
Yay!
Yeah, there you go. Is that yours?
It was on the chair.
There we
put
go,
that
here
anywhere.
We go. Okay, here we go. Who else do we have, Dr. Banana? Who is that?
Oh man, he's
Dax
great.
Dax Shepard?
It's Dax Shepard.
He was just kind of hanging out on Michelle's season, right? It was just like...
But he most recently...
I missed it.
I think of him more as a bachelor in Paradise.
This is Casey, who is the geriatric millennial who stirred the pot and then stirred it so hard he started fire and then he broke his leg.
Yeah.
That's right. He was so stressed out from the drama he created, he passed out.
And broke his leg.
Like, he literally couldn't walk the walk. He was like, I heard they said this about you. Like, immediately.
I'm going to have to watch this season. That's hilarious.
He could not walk the walk.
He couldn't handle it.
He stirred shit, so couldn't walk the walk, passed out, and broke his leg.
And it's still broken, I think. He's still in a cast like a year later.
That's
what?
Well, that's a bad break.
I mean, that's
look,
what
if you can't walk the walk of starting drama, it's not for you.
No. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
LASIK
LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
All right, how many, who else do we have? Okay.
Oh, that's the guy.
The widower.
Look at the photo. Yeah. This is Michael. Look at him now at Paradise. Michael. So this is a guy.
Michael went to buff camp.
He went to Fuckboy Island.
Look at that. All right. This is the same guy, like 5 months later.
Yeah.
Look at that.
He turned into a property brother.
He's dating Zoe Deschanel. I mean, you miss his transformation, Mike.
Well, here's the thing. I've seen him on Instagram and went, okay, yeah, he's really leaning in right now. I've also seen all his his comments under Katie's photos after the season ended, where he's like, la, 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 you know, it's just like, okay, buddy, you missed your chance.
Yeah. Would you make out with either versions of that?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Who is our... Is that
I
our last one?
I think that's it. That's our last
one. Oh, my God. Round of applause for Dr. Bananas.
I cannot believe this is the same person.
I mean...
Look at the tattoo he got.
Wait, I'm that wasn't sorry. There the whole time?
No.
That
no.
was a thing a mini, in the slide.
A moped drove over his arm.
All right, we're gonna chat for 5 more minutes about the Bachelor season, and then we're gonna end with a game with the audience. How do you like that?
I like it.
All right, so is there anybody? So how about the first gal that came out that was covered in glitter?
I liked her.
I liked
Jess,
her.
Jess is it Jess?
Yes, you liked her.
I did, and then he got handsy with her later. Did
he
you
liked
notice
that? She was like afraid, and he was like, "Oh, I'll protect you."
Yeah.
She just needed a layer of glitter scraped off, and then perfect.
Right.
Yeah, it was a lot of glitter.
But she was really shy, and I thought like that she may go far.
And then we also had him. Did you notice? Anna pointed out there was a teacher that the children's faces were on camera, but there was dolls on there that they blurred the faces of the dolls.
I'm so sad I missed that because that's right up my alley.
The children were no problem showing.
They're probably, you know, characters that aren't owned by Disney and ABC.
The children were owned
what
by
characters
Disney.
Like
characters
are not owned by Disney?
Minion dolls or some shit.
I think they were like Toy Story or something. It looked
Toy
like
Story
a Woody doll.
Disney.
Well, that's if it was
Disney.
A Woody doll, you'd think they would like show close-ups of it.
Yeah, the children are not a problem to show, but the doll faces were blurred.
Wow. They couldn't afford the IP to show those dolls. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Maybe Tom Hanks gets money every time they show a Woody doll.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Or just
like,
a Woody
not
in general.
Hanks again. All right, so then we have he did the gritty with Madison, and then we have then there was the person that he changed a diaper with the
Genevieve.
Baby.
Oh, Genevieve.
Genevieve. Oh, wow. I think she's gonna go far.
I do too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she's gonna go far, but I thought that was a huge misstep. That was like uncomfortable. Like,
there would have been shit and piss everywhere.
Yeah.
Because she was impressed by how he did it, but it didn't seem much, and he didn't treat it like an actual baby.
But he sort of made a joke, like, "Ooh, it got messy everywhere." I thought, like, "Oh, what?"
Didn't he say something like it was impression that he said something like it's a boy. Baby, and that it would like pee up in the air.
Oh,
well,
and so that's what
you
had to look out for. I
like how they discarded the doll, but it was still in the shot. After, like, we're done with it.
And
then it was still in the shot. Oh,
and there was a doll that went to the bathroom. Didn't it go to the bathroom?
Well, I think he pretended it did all over its leg.
That was his joke, I think.
Yeah, I think it was his joke because he's
I'm very
fun.
Nice.
You see his sense of...
I believe everything that Zach said.
Yeah, I don't think she bought like an animatronic doll that was like planned just when he opened it to like poop. That would be incredible. They have the budget for that.
Well, if they can't afford
toys.
The Woody doll, they're not going to afford an animatronic baby.
All right, here's my question before we get to our game. Is there anybody that we missed? Is there anybody wanted to talk about?
Ooh.
There are a lot of good ones.
I just don't know them well enough. Is there anybody you guys wanted to talk about?
Okay,
there's about seven blondes that look exactly the same.
Yeah.
Same the brunettes filler. All looked like Leighton Meester. They look identical to
it me. Is Leighton Meester.
Oh, good for her. She's nice.
I think what's funny being new to the show is when Christina laid out her gowns, I thought, oh, that country girl's got all these sparkly gowns. Good for her. They all have sparkly gowns, every one of them.
Yeah. All of them.
Yeah. They're all Giovanni.
Good for them.
All Giovanni gowns. They're not Giovanni. Are they Giovanni?
Oh, she was wearing Giovanni.
Expensive.
Yeah, well, she's a Mandrell.
She's a Mandrell.
You're not getting it.
Yeah, we don't know Sonia's story because she was also wearing the same dress in a different color, and I'm like, whoa, where
I tried to find that dress. I looked it up.
I'll find it for you. It's Giovanni. I know exactly where it is.
Anna found it. It's Giovanni. I like Sonia's color.
I have six of them already.
Yes.
I only wear Giovanni.
The gowns. They were like $700.
Oh my God. Giovanni is like, if you don't watch the Real Housewives franchise, Luann de Lesseps.
She has a song called Feeling Giovanni.
Oh my God, because Dorinda was so mad at her.
How much are they? Are they a lot?
They're like $700.
Yeah, they're probably
a lot.
Yeah.
I do have one person that I don't get a good feeling from Katie.
Which one's Katie?
Katie's the one, the RN from Austin.
Everybody's a nurse.
Right. It doesn't help that it's...
Oh,
yeah.
You don't like the nurse?
I don't like the nurse who was like, oh, I didn't know my ex was here, because she was like, we're both in Austin. Huh?
Oh, yeah, trash.
Yeah.
Katie's
All right, about the fact that Greer got the first impression rose, and Greer was like, I want to move to Austin. I made a PowerPoint to move to Austin. I live in New York now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not into Greer at all. I think before the blackface scandal,
you didn't like her.
No, from her thing on the lawn, I didn't get a good...
When she spilled the champagne on her face.
I didn't think any of that was charming. I thought it was super cringe and not very smart.
There was a girl at the beginning that popped champagne, and then they cut to a squirrel being surprised.
I would just play that squirrel.
The whole franchise is about those kind of cutaways. They just must shoot so much B-roll of every fucking creature in the neighborhood. Yeah. They get a shot of it, so they'll have a nice cutaway at some point.
All right, who do you think is going to win? I'll start with you, Mike. Who do you think is going to win, and who do you think is going to be the next Bachelorette?
I think I can make a case for Bailey. Frankly, I think that could be possible.
That's what our friend just said, Angela just said.
I agree. I'm with you. I think we can make a case for Bailey because he kissed her immediately and was like, he clearly was thinking of her over the 3 months. And
who's the next Bachelorette?
The next Bachelorette has got to be either Mandrell or if Brianna is, you know... I think it's got to be the people's vote or Mandrell.
Good reasoning. Yeah. All right, Dr. Banana, who do you think is going to win? Who do you think is the next Bachelorette?
I agree that I think Christina Mandrell is the next Patrick.
But I think Doug might be right that she's a shitster because I said Mandrell too.
That's true.
Okay, keep going. Sorry.
I noticed Katie was in a lot of the previews, so I think she goes far. I'm going to say Katie wins.
Katie. Okay. Doug, who do you think is going to win and who do you think is the next Bachelorette?
It's too early to call it, but I this Allie up in the left corner there,
she's adorable.
Seems like a good one.
She's
healthcare
adorable.
Strategist doesn't seem like too bullshit of a profession. That Christine Mandrell is a Mandrell, like she's a member of country music royalty, and her profession is content creator.
Yeah,
that's rough. That's
she's here to get famous and get more followers.
She should have some talent, right?
Yeah, she's here to get more followers.
Maybe she's creating really
and it's gonna work.
Good content.
It's going to work.
Okay. So I like that Allie for the win and next Bachelorette. Because I think also often they're going to win and be the next Bachelorette. Because whoever wins isn't going to end up with Zach.
No, but they have to announce it, though. They announce it the same night.
They don't have to.
Okay, great. I love it.
Right?
Okay. True.
Tayshia just came up out of the fucking pool. They didn't announce that on the right day.
You could just scoop her back up in your jetpack and land her back down. All right, Padgett, who do you think is going to win and who do you think is going to be the next Bachelorette?
Okay, I think I'm going to be a disruptor.
Yes.
Whoa.
I'm going to say Kat.
Nice.
Becomes the next Bachelorette.
Kat!
No.
I can't crazy win
cat.
This time. I can't. It's too. I know.
Based on her under eye concealer alone,
and her meatball nails.
I'm gonna say. Oh yeah, meatball.
She was like a French tip meatball
she
nail.
Did that. Oh, that
Which
was
one's
gross.
Meatball?
Okay,
she
ate okay
meatball,
I'm gonna take her so off. She's off the tips. Board. She's off the board.
Oh, I like
she
Kat.
Looks 48, but she says she's 26.
I'm taking Kat off the board. I forgot the meatball incident. That was disturbing. Yeah. I'm gonna go with Anastasia.
Uh huh.
Is gonna marry him.
Uh huh. Did you watch the show?
I did, and I don't. They all look identical. Uh-huh. I can't tell the difference. Uh-huh. I only remember the meatball moment.
Okay, so
in Madison.
Greer got the first impression, Rose.
I don't think she's going to keep going. I'm gonna. I just want something to happen with Kat. Meatballs.
Okay,
I want
okay,
something
great.
To happen with meatball face.
Okay, great. Okay, Marilyn, you're next.
I want to see something happen with Kat too. Okay, yeah.
I want to see meatball face too.
But I like Brooklyn too.
Okay, two thoughts. One, Christina Mandrell. I could see her just being the boss of Zach, and
yes.
I like that. She's talking at parties. She's taking over.
Yeah.
She's creating the content. He's just like, okay, honey. But
that's smart. I like that.
And then for that reason of matching the wild card with him, the boring that they're alike, is Genevieve the diaper one?
Yeah.
So that was such a bad, the diaper was so bad, but they both were like going along with it. I could see them both being boring
okay.
and just going along
right,
with
so
bad ideas for the rest
for
of their lives.
And then who's to be the next bachelorette?
Oh, shoot. I got carried away.
I like it. But who do you ultimately think is going to win? Mandrell? Bossy?
No, I don't think she's going to win. Genevieve. I'm going to go Genevieve.
Okay.
And then for the bachelorette, Katie.
Okay, wow. Great. Ooh. Katie. Which one is Katie? Okay, great. All right. Hitchy.
Okay, I think who's going to win is Catherine, the registered nurse, because she said having a friend is very important. And it is very important to
it's
have
very
a friend.
Important to have
and
a friend.
She's
important.
Weird and he's weird.
Yes.
So that was brought up.
Very
so
important. Keep Austin
they're
weird
both
together. Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
important. Keep Austin weird.
Oh, yeah. And then Christina, I think, might be the, she might do her own thing, yeah. like for the Bachelorette. And she's also going to be, I think, this season, the Ryan Seacrest. Like, she's going to kind of do what Jesse should be doing.
Yeah.
But she's going to be better at it.
She's going to be the host and
yeah.
the
show. That's
okay.
a producer.
She's
you,
the host.
You just produced
okay. I'm going to say, I think Greer is winning because
wow.
she has the blackface thing and they're getting in front of it now.
Wow.
Because there's no, because the last one had the blackface.
You're not wrong.
That guy had the blackface.
Matt James and
Eric,
Rachel.
Yeah.
Eric,
yeah. Rachel
Earache
was hanging out at plantation
problems.
Parties.
There's always a black, there's always some kind of terrible scandal, so that means that's the winner.
Okay.
And I think for, I think Mandrell is going to be a handle your scandal. I don't think she's going to be the bachelorette, because I think you're, but she's going to be a star, and she's going to go to paradise and dominate. But I think, I'm hoping that maybe, is ABC going to keep it white? Yeah. I was gonna say Brianna, but they're not gonna give it. They're not gonna give us Brianna. Now I'm gonna say Brianna. I'm gonna have faith. I'm gonna have faith. They're gonna give us Brianna.
The rose of the people.
All right, you guys. All right, listen up. First of all, we love you guys, and we know some of you guys flew in, and we want to acknowledge you. Who flew in for this? Come on, where did you fly from? Colorado, where? I went to Colorado College. I graduated last year. So I know you flew from England.
Wow.
Yes. And where did you fly from?
Vancouver, Canada.
Come on. Anybody else fly in? Where did you fly in from? Los Angeles.
Yay.
New York. All right, I'm going to pick Vancouver and New York. Get on up here. We're playing a game. All right, so here we go. Are you guys ready to play a game with Padgett and Doug?
Yeah.
Here's the stairs right on over here. All right, hi, what's your name?
Rachel, and I wore my champ shirt.
Yes! Yeah. Give a applause for Rachel. And wait, you have to share a mic for a sec.
Hi, New York.
I'm Tina.
You're Tina from Vancouver?
No, from New York.
From New York. Okay, great. Vancouver. Well, round of applause for Tina and Rachel. Okay. Okay. Now, we'll put you with Padgett, and then you'll play with Doug.
Okay,
so this is a game. Whoever's going to win is going to win this beautiful hat
That is from Canes.
Raising Canes.
Raising Canes. It's a gorgeous hat. And I have really bad handwriting. So we could do 1, 2, 3, shoot on who goes first, rock, paper, scissors. Okay, oh, I don't know. How does that work? Okay. So it's between you two. I don't know. You pick who goes first.
What?
You go first, Rochambeau. Okay, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay, so now here's the deal. Dr. Banana and I have written down a bunch of phrases from the show and from the podcast. And so basically you're going to have a very stressful 1 minute soundtrack. Oh. And you can choose to either give clues to Padgett or receive clues from Padgett. You get one chance to go.
I know more than I am. So I'm a podcast listener, but not a show watcher.
Whoa. Well, you're going to lose. You're going to lose. So it's up to you. You guys decide. But you listen to the podcast enough, so you might have a champ shirt and you flew
in. You might
in.
Have pre-screened people better before.
Well, I hope you're excited to win this hat. So basically, let's say
I'm feeling good about the win today.
Let's say the clue said the mansion, okay? So you're like, it's in Calabasas. It's the house they stay in. It's a murder house. Yes. All right, so will you keep score, sir? Okay, you can use your fingers. There won't be a very high-scoring game.
And listen to the podcast.
You keep for this team. You'll get like 3 points, and then you can keep for the other team. Okay. All right. I'm going to stand here. You guys come to the front.
Who, us?
I feel good about this.
Okay, you guys are going first. Who's giving and who's receiving? You're giving or you're receiving?
Sure. I will give clues.
You could do. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So just, okay, Anna, you tell me when you're ready. Is it 60 seconds going to be on the clock? You win this gorgeous hat. You're never going to win.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, ready? And then if you pass, you could choose to pass. You throw it back in the hat, but they get a point. Do you understand that? The other team gets a point if they pass. Are you high right now? A little high. All right, you keep track. Blonde hair, third row. You keep track for the other. So if she's too high to count. So if you. I'm here for it. Look, it's Sunday afternoon. We're all hanging on by a thread, right? I'm in a ski hat, my champ shirt. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
One. I hope you win. You're not going to. Okay. 1, 2, 3, go. Into the mic.
Oh, this is what Shanae loves.
Scallops.
Close.
Shrimp.
Yes,
okay. Keep going. Put it down on the floor. Throw it on the floor.
You can do it.
You got it. Faster.
Oh, married the girl from Modern Family. The host.
Wells.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, that's like
good. You're doing great.
Okay, the three of them go. They meet the family. What is that episode called?
The meeting the family. The final. No, God. Whoosh. Hometown.
Yes. She's really good. Padgett, what the fuck?
This is where they're gonna bone zone.
This is the fantasy suite.
Yes.
Nice. You're doing great. Wow.
Oh, we talked about it earlier. There, Bennett was talking about it with the mustache socks.
Harvard.
No,
she's not
going
to get it. She's not going to get
was,
it.
He was trying to give lessons
intelligence,
on...
emotional intelligence.
Oh, yes. She didn't get it. I'm sorry, I doubted you.
Oh.
All right. Time's up.
Nickname physician.
Oh.
Anna Banana.
Time's up. You lost
What's
it.
Her formal? What's her Julie. Formal? What's her formal?
Dr. Anna Banana.
You can give it to them. You can give it to them.
Yeah.
Great job. You're great. All right.
Wow.
Have you guys decided who's going to give her?
Wow.
Oh, you're great.
Here you go.
I'm nervous.
Okay. Okay, how many did they get? Five. You guys got five. All right, and if there's a tie, we'll do a bonus round.
Okay.
All right, Duke, are you ready?
All right.
Are you high right now?
I'm all right. Let's go.
Okay. She's high. Okay,
here we go. Telling her she's high.
Okay. Okay. You tell me when you're ready.
Okay.
You can get one in your hand. You can get one in your hand. You got it. I believe in you. It's simple.
I'm ready.
You got it.
Okay. Go ahead.
We got it.
Oh, her cat's name.
Oh, shit. Mittens.
Yes.
And last name, too.
Oh, Mittens. Mick Bing Bong. Oh, Ardith Marine. Okay.
Ardith Blessing. Oh, okay. So the contestant we talked about with the Hillary Clinton coat.
Oh, Clayton.
Yes. What's his name when he's part animal? So good. So
pass.
Good.
Pass.
No, you know. You know.
I don't know it.
He's a half.
No, I am playing this game. Pass.
Okay. Claytor. It was Claytor.
Let's fucking really do it.
Claytor. When they go into a special hotel suite to have
the
sex.
Boom Boom Room?
Yeah. Yes. Good job.
Thanks.
Oh, what's your code name for the pod? You are the...
I'm the captain.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You are the new host of the show is...
Oh, Jesse, what's his nuts?
Palmer. That's right. Oh, and what's Padgett's title of the podcast?
Oh, she's the commander?
No. It's the political time.
Oh, Secretary of State.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Good job, good job. If you want to have sex in warm water, it
and we're is... Done. We're done.
Jacuzzi?
You can get to him. You can get to him. Guess one more time.
A body of warm water that appears on the show very often.
Jacuzzis.
Another,
hot tubs?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, all right. All right, now they got an extra point. So it's 6. So now how many did they get? So it's tied. It's 6-6. Because they forwarded. They passed.
They passed a few.
All right.
What does that mean? You don't dock us for
they
passing.
They both have 6. You lose one if you pass.
Oh.
Yeah, so now you're tied. All right, look.
Oh, okay.
Should we do a 30-second speed round?
Yeah.
Okay, you're back up. 30-second speed round.
What does that mean? What? How long was that?
That was 60 seconds. All right, get in here. All right, Patrick, you're going to give to her.
Okay.
Or do you want to give?
No. Go for it.
Okay. 30-second speed round.
All right,
3,
here we go.
And go. Start.
Oh, this is the former host of The Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Oh, Chris Harrison.
Our Lord and Savior.
Get it.
Claytor is probably
in
there.
Oh, this isn't Frankenstein. It's another creature named... It's a vampire. No. It's the most famous vampire.
Frankenstein.
No.
Count Dracula.
Yeah,
that's it. Dracula.
Yard. Oh.
All right, you're done.
Okay.
Is it Dracula? No, it's Dracula.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, they got 2.
Garrett
here we go.
Reynolds. Garrett Reynolds.
We got to get more than 2.
God, you did great.
Do we have to switch now and I do the thing?
Yeah, now you give. Okay, ready?
All right.
I'll drop the hat, too.
No, I'm not
going to
drop the hat.
I did it.
Oh.
Okay. So exactly.
Okay, ready? Ready? Yeah, here we go. You got to beat 2 to
go.
Win this gorgeous hat.
Okay.
There's only 2 in here.
Give her a second. Go ahead.
And go.
What is she when she wins?
A champion.
Of course.
That's right.
Taking too long to look at it. What kind of season is it? Everyone's really sexed up because they are. She calls it the season where everybody's really
horny.
Like a, yeah.
Horny season.
Horny. That's season. The word.
Yeah,
correct.
Okay, keep going. Are you the one word with that?
Yes, means correct.
One more.
Where does she like to go when she wants to get some good dick? Not the Twilight.
Oh.
But the
Bone Zone.
Yeah. Yes. Where I go?
I don't know why
oh
it was
God,
you.
Congratulations! You had a beautiful hat. Oh my God! You were amazing. You know what? You can have my festival pass.
Okay, that worked out great.
There you go. Thank you, Clayton. Give a round of applause. Give yourselves a round of applause. Thank you, San Francisco Sketch Fest. Thank you, Gateway Theater. Jack Benson. We are going to be doing, Jaquise is officially going to be in New York. We're doing the Bell House April 15th. So far we have me and Anna and my brother, Brian Safi and Jaquise. Anybody that wants to come, tax day, April 15th, the Bell House. And then I'm also going to be doing Stand Up the Night Before with Brian Safi at Union Hall. So tickets are like cheap for both of them if you guys want to come for a weekend and have a fun stay in New York. So get your tickets now. They're on our website, rosepodcast.vodka.
Yes, they are.
Doug Benson, what would you like to promote?
Emotional intelligence got back in the hat somehow and was the only one left at the end. So that worked out perfectly.
Yes.
DougLovesMovies.com.
Okay, Padgett, what would you like to promote?
Please watch Criminal Minds Evolution on Paramount Plus.
Yeah! Mary Lynn, what would you like to promote?
promote?
At Marilyn Ricecup on Instagram.
And your book, you have a great
book.
My book,
Famous. My Life at the Edge of Stardom. Give it a read. Let me know what you think.
Michael Hitchcock, you did great. How about Mike and Mike? Aren't they great? Mike is going to be joining us on the episode this week in L.A.
Oh, that'll be fun for me if I don't have a stroke first.
We're hooking you in.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, you did great.
And you can find me at @HitchMichael on Instagram.
So fun.
And I'll be in a Netflix movie called Your Place or Mine coming out soon.
Nice. So fun. Mike Grazzi, you were so great. Thank you for your rant. I loved it. What would you like to promote?
I have an album out called Cherubic. At Mike Carozza on Twitter and Instagram.
How do you spell your last name? Spell it for them.
MikeCarrozza. And you can listen to my podcast, We Didn't Get a Rose, with me and Chris Mejia.
So fun. Dr. Banana and I have our...
Listen to our Patreon.
Yeah. And we're about to start Summer House.
Yeah.
And we're still doing Back in the Groove.
Back
created
in the
by
groove.
Elon Gale about 40-something women dating young men. And we're here for it.
Wait, are you doing MILF Manor? What?
What?
No. What show are you talking about?
Does that exist?
I love it.
What show did you just say?
Does that a show?
Back in the Groove. TLC. Oh,
what?
It's great.
What?
It's great.
It gets worse.
Oh, they make it for a nickel and it's fantastic.
How have we never heard of MILF Manor?
We talked about it on the show.
You gotta
I've missed MILF Manor.
They have a similar show that takes place at the beach. It's called DILF Doc.
This is my favorite show.
Wild. We're doing Back in the Groove, which was a show that Elon Gale, the original show, he created it. They burned it all on ABC like a two nights in December, but it's basically Taye Diggs is the host who shows up for 4 seconds because he was in Back in the Groove and he had sex with Angela Bassett. And then so he's there for like 1 second and it's 340 something women dating young dudes and there's a twist. One of the contestants is the son of one of the women and the other woman is like, I don't care, I want to cover your ears. I want to fuck your son. And then the son's like, I'm down with that. And so like he's a contestant.
No, are you talking about MILF Manor?
Is
that happening at MILF Manor?
MILF Manor, that's all it is. It's a bunch of moms and their sons. And they date each other.
Remember when?
That's on TLC.
The entire
premise. Guys remember when A Bug's Life and Ants came out at the same time? Yeah. And it was like, oh, Pixar and Disney, they heard the same pitch and they made their own movie.
It's the same thing with The Prestige and The Illusionist.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. So this is MILF
Volcano
Manor
and Dante's Peak.
It's fantastic.
Wow. God, we've got a lot of watching to do.
Yeah, we got
you guys, thank you so much for coming out.
Accept this rose. Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Will you accept this rose into your world?
Will you accept this rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.